EU's Russian Arctic LNG imports surge despite new restrictions. EU imports of Russian Arctic LNG from the Yamal project continue to climb despite new restrictions aimed at phasing out Russian energy imports. The bloc's latest measures banning short-term contracts have so far had little practical impact on import volumes, extending a trend that was already evident after the EU's 2025 ban on re-exporting Russian LNG cargoes through EU ports. The figures suggest the EU's efforts to reduce its dependence on Russian energy are being hindered by the continued reliance on Arctic LNG imports. The data also shows that Europe accounted for 96.7% of Yamal's exports during the first 5 months of the year, while only 4 cargoes were delivered to China. The surge in imports is a concern given the EU's repeated pledges to eliminate its dependence on Russian energy following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. However, LNG imports from Novatek's Yamal LNG project in northern Siberia have remained resilient despite the new restrictions. In May alone, 23 of 25 Yamal LNG cargoes were delivered to EU ports, totaling 1.7 million tons, or 92% of the project's monthly exports. That was 20.7% higher than in May 2025. The latest figures come weeks after restrictions on certain short-term Russian LNG contracts took effect. Industry observers had expected the measures to curb imports, but volumes have continued to rise. Spain re-emerged as the largest importer of Yamal LNG in May for the first time since July 2024, receiving 8 cargoes totaling 586,279 tons. This marks a significant increase compared to the same period last year. The EU's reliance on Russian energy is a pressing issue given the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the need for sustainable energy solutions. The continued surge in imports highlights the need for more effective measures to reduce dependence on Russian energy. Belgium's Zeebrugge terminal remained the single most important European entry point for Yamal LNG, receiving 6 cargoes totaling 439,766 tons in May and 31 cargoes between January and May.